looking back over that 100 years, one of the key elements are those people within the story. Certainly Ben Jacobs and the horseless carriage, and the development of that particular engine into the stationary engine, the agricultural side. We've got a picture of them, one Petter engine being used as a reciprocal saw to cut wood. So that type of, and indeed the perhaps lesser known side would be the lighting of Yeovil. There were many larger Petter's engines that were used to light Yeovil before the National Grid came in. So that element of the story. And then, of course, looking at aircraft production like Teddy Petter with the Lysander, hence why we have Lysander Road here in Yeovil, and that always that sort of element, particularly that link between 1933 and 1986, with wanting to set some sort of benchmark that people have not done before. So the first flight over Everest, then you've got world airspeed for a record. And perhaps at points, particularly in the company's history, it might be on a slight downturn. It literally lifts them up and says, well, this is what Westland are about. And particularly, and I think the other anecdotal element to the story is where James Beazley's Petter's wife, perhaps it had already been called Westland by then, but looking at, out at the first factory, land of the west of Yeovil, Westland, is just another sort of anecdote.